That's why I sent you that memorandum from my previous command that says, look, we've already looked into this stuff. There was nothing. So I sent you that in a text message. And so if you, there's a, the last text message I sent you, there's a link on there, and it actually has the memorandum from my previous command. You know, not only saying that they looked into it, they didn't find anything, but their investigation concluded that my wife was previously arrested for pushing a child down some stairs.
Yeah, and so the command makes this a statement. They basically investigate, but still they proceed with a...
The new command did. So when I PCS leaving that command and I took command at Holloman Air Force Base, this is when I discovered her affair. And so I discovered the affair, got custody of my daughter. So this is when she brings up the previous allegations that I was cleared of.
Okay.
And the government was, and so the new command was like, you know what? We're going to take this forward. And so obviously during their investigation, they reach out to my previous command, and they send them, my director sends them a memorandum, says, look, we've already looked into this. It's nothing.
Good grief. And so then they have this railroad job on you, and they put you in the Greystone Hotel for how many years?
Three years and 6 months.
Okay. And then you're released. After that, you tried to get that senator from Alabama, and he's...
Yep.
And I forgot his name. He was a big piece of shit.
Doug Jones, yep.
Yeah, Doug Jones. And then somebody else, I think. And
him and Congresswoman Martha Roby submitted a bipartisan congressional. You wrote on that before as well, requesting to see if the Air Force actually followed their rules at my post-trial hearing.
Okay, which they didn't.
Yeah. Which they didn't, but you remember the Air Force never responded to that congressional.
So they just thumbed their nose at the senator and the congresswoman.
Yep, they never responded to it.
And then you went out and got a federal judge, didn't you?
I filed a federal lawsuit. The federal judge says, look, I'm not going to overturn your court-martial conviction, and the only reason I'm not going to is because this recorded phone call between your mother and the man your wife had an affair with, where he admitted to sleeping with her prior to your marriage, you never submitted that to the Air Force for consideration during your court-martial or your appeals.
Which was a lie.
Which was a lie, because I submitted it six times.
Yeah.
And so in my appeal, so after he gave his decision, and right before I filed my appeals, I personally reached out to then Secretary of the Air Force Barrett, and also the current Chief of Staff General Brown, and this is the article you wrote last September, and I says, look, I'm respectfully asking you to reconsider the findings. I says, because now the only reason this federal judge not overturning my conviction is because he's ruled I never submitted this evidence to any military tribunal. Ma'am, respectfully, I did this six times. Here's the evidence where I submitted it. Can you please reconsider your findings? This was last August. August of 2020 when I emailed her. And so she this is when they assigned General Sayed to investigate it.
Okay. And do you think that Sayed was nothing but had his marching orders? I don't care what you find out, Sayed, you will find that the Air Force didn't do anything wrong and report accordingly.
I'm speculating because it doesn't make sense. The crux of my case was he was supposed to investigate what the Air Force told my congresswoman to get me my post-trial hearing. Because remember, after my trial, my mom calls my wife's lover, where he admits to being paid the $100,000. Well, it was initially $10,000. Then we got to the post-trial hearing. He came clean and said it was $100,000. But he also admitted to my mother that he was in a relationship with my wife prior to accusations against me. And the reason why that was significant was because at my court-martial, they both lied and said that they didn't have the affair until we were divorced. And so on the recorded phone call, he tells my mother, no, actually, I was sleeping with her while she was married to your son while they were living together. Well, that's perjury. That's huge.
Sure.
And so he admitted to the pre-existing relationship, and he also admitted to being paid by the mother, so Congressman Roby submits this evidence to the Air Force in the September 2015 congressional that was part of the package I sent you today. And so the Air Force responds back to her in October, a month later now, and says, look, we're Major Anderson's conviction isn't yet final. We're going to, the convening authority has ordered a post-trial hearing, and the military judge has full authority to rule on any motion the defense counsel submits. All right. So we go. And so at that moment, that's discovery, and the government should have disclosed what they told to Roby, also to my defense attorney, but they didn't do it. And the reason why they didn't do it is because we discovered, once I had my post-trial hearing, the authorities that they told Congresswoman Roby that the judge had, which was by the law, they revoked those authorities, and saying that because the trial record was authenticated or certified. Because the trial record was certified, that the judge no longer had those authorities. Because they told Roby the judge has authority to rule on any motion.
Sure, and then the judge turns around and said, "I don't have the authority."
I don't have the authority. So not only did he say he don't have the authority, the Air Force Court of Criminal Appeals says he doesn't have the authority, right? All right. So get this. So the crux of it is, but now, the Lieutenant General Sayat, the IG, is telling folks in Congress on the phone call Thursday, well, the judge had the authority, he just exercised his discretion not to do anything.
Which is a lie.
Which is a lie. No, I said, because if you read the opinion from the Court of Criminal Appeals, they said, since the trial record was authenticated, that eliminated the judge's discretion. And that's what the judge said. He says, look, because this, and if you look at page 809 or 806 that I sent you in that package, the judge says specifically, because this hearing is post-authentication, meaning the records already been authenticated and certified from your court martial, I'm not going to entertain anything. There's a reason, all because of post-authentication. So let me spin you up on what that means. All right, so after your court martial, the judge certifies your record of trial, and the government and the trial counsel both certify to make sure all exhibit evidence is turned in, make sure the record is accurate. Once that happens, the trial record is authenticated, okay? Now, if there's new evidence that pops up before that happens, now this is the court martial manual of 2012, which was in effect when I was court martialed in 2015. Now it's no longer that way. But at the time, the court martial manual says, prior to authentication of that record, if there's new evidence, the military judge can order a post-trial hearing, okay? And then once the post-trial hearing is ordered, he has full authority to do what he wants to do, order a new trial, whatever, right?
Right.
But the rule says, after authentication and before the convening authority's final action on the case, if there's new evidence, then only the convening authority can order the post-trial hearing. But once he orders the post-trial hearing, the judge now is a judge again, all right? So what the judge ruled, and also backed up by the Air Force Court of Criminal Appeals, was because the trial record was authenticated, the judge didn't have any authority to do anything. No, that's not the case. It was authenticated. That means you can't order a post-trial hearing. That's it. But once it's ordered by the convening authority, hello, judge, you're a judge again. And that's why they told Congressman Roby what they told her, because when they responded to her in October saying the judge had full authority, my record was already authenticated in July. So that's why the convening authority was the only one who could order the post-trial hearing, which is what they told her in her letter. It says the convening authority has ordered a post-trial hearing per Major Anderson's defense attorney's request. And so now the judge may rule on any motion the defense counsel submits. So they recited the law correctly to Martha Roby. But at the post-trial hearing, all of a sudden, they come up with some excuse saying, well, authentication terminates the judge's authority to do anything. No, the only thing that authentication prevented the judge from doing was ordering the post-trial hearing. But once the convening authority ordered it, the judge has all has full authority to rule the courtroom. No, so what I'm saying is, so now General Sand is trying to flip the story and says, well, the judge had authority. He just exercised his discretion not to use it. That's bullshit. No, he didn't. The judge says, the judge ruled I don't have the authority post-authentication because his hearing has occurred post-authentication of the record. I don't have the authority, so I'm going to interpret my authority to not be able to order you a post-trial, to order you a new trial or hear, entertain any motions. So not only that, but General Sayed is also lying, because remember, General Sayed says the Air Force did everything above board, they did everything it's supposed to do. Well, no, they're not, because they misapplied the rules at the post-trial hearing, nor did they submit the evidence as discovery.
So they intentionally did that.
Yes. The only reason we found out about what we discovered what the Air Force told my congresswoman, because we didn't even know it existed. I certainly didn't, until my mother went back to D.C., requested everything, all the correspondence between my congresswoman Roby and the Air Force. So she handed the Air Force's answer to her. So my mom goes back to Alabama. We're on the phone talking. She reads it to me. I'm like, Mom, you got to send me that. You know, because what they told Roby back to our arguments during the post-trial hearing, because we were jumping up and down screaming, my attorneys were, no, Your Honor, you have the authority to do this. And so if we would have had the response of what they told Congressman Roby, if they would have turned it over the way they were supposed to, we could have presented that as evidence and, no, Your Honor, the Air Force has already conceded that you have the authority because they told Congressman Roby that you may rule on any motion. And that authentication doesn't limit your authority. Will it make sense?
Perfect sense. What saddens me is these guys stand in front of the American flag and they purport to be fair arbiters of justice and they do this bullshit to you.
Right. And the crazy thing is, the Lieutenant General Sayed has just done this. And so so when they told me what he said, I'm like, this is bullshit. I says, no. I says, the general is trying to move the goalpost here because he's trying to say now that the judge had the authority. He just exercised his discretion. And he was saying, I can't criticize a judge for exercising his discretion. He says, that's not what I'm here for. And I says, the general's moving the goalpost. It says because what he's telling you is different from what the Court of Criminal Appeals said, because the Court of Criminal Appeals said that the judge didn't have the authority to exercise discretion. I says not only that, but he flat out is lying about them following all the rules because they didn't even submit what they told Congressman Roby to my defense attorney before the post-trial hearing, which is what the law says it's supposed to do. Rule 701 of the Court Martial Manual, RCM 701, which says the trial counsel shall turn over everything.
So you got the Inspector General of the United States Air Force basically lying through his teeth. What's the next step, if any?
Well, that's why I emailed General Brown Friday, right? And so I emailed General Brown, and so that's the email that I sent you today. This is the email I sent General Brown letting him know that the Inspector General, that he tasked to investigate, you know, whether or not the Air Force misled Congress or not. He's lying.
So what General Brown should do is fire General Sayed and get somebody in there who knows what he's doing.
Should.
Okay.
Or go to the Secretary of the Air Force and demand that they dismiss the charges or order me a new trial.
Well, you know, my view of this thing is that you got caught up into an entire morass, just a quagmire of political correctness where your ex-wife went judge shopping and found a military that was willing to chop off your head to make them look good to the taskmasters in Washington. And you spent 3 years and 6 months of your life in prison because of this outrageous bullshit.
Even after the government already cleared me. I said, remember the text message I gave you a link from my command, my previous command says, look, we've already investigated these allegations. We cleared Major Anderson. We interviewed local police officers who said there was nothing. He says, but what we also found was Mrs. Anderson was arrested, which we probably think is why she made these accusations against Major Anderson, when it was discovered that she pushed a boyfriend and his child down some stairs.
Okay, I got to get this over to militarycorruption.com and see if they'll act on it. I appreciate the information, and if I have any other questions, I'll get back to you. Thank you very much.
So again, like I just said, you know, I certainly think you can certainly say the staff members from Congressman Gohmert's office and Barry Moore's office, and you can also, if you want, include those congressionals in your write-up, you know, because that's public record, you know. Okay. Louis Gohmert certainly asked the Air Force, hey, you know, I'm hearing there's an IG investigation that's looking at prosecutorial misconduct and evidence suppression. I want an update on this. The same thing with Congressman Barry Moore.
Well, these congressmen know, you know, they know what's going on here. The question is, what is to be done about an Air Force general who lies through his teeth to try to protect the Air Force's so-called good name and reputation? It's beyond outrageous. And, of course, sending an innocent man to prison for 3 years and 6 months, that really takes the cake.
Right. Especially after the government had already cleared me, and I sent you that in the text message today, which is in the memorandum, and you can certainly include that if you want to in your, you know, that, you know, I was previously cleared of all this stuff.
Okay. Let me work on it. I'll get back to you if you have any questions, okay?
All right. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Bye.